The butter bill just doesn't cut the mustard. It's illegal to spread the margarine in Wisconsin restaurants and state institutions, with a penalty for violation of at least $100 or jail time or both. But Representative Dale Coinga says the law is not being enforced.
What's the purpose of having laws on the books that we're not going to enforce?
He says if laws are to be respected, the silly, widely ignored, obsolete ones must go. Back in the 60s, some Wisconsinites would make oleo runs to get cheaper margarine across the border in Minnesota. The statute banning imitation butter was created in 1931 and revised in 2007.
Over time, this law has slowly been peeled back a little bit, but there's still this very archaic law that a lot of people aren't following or don't even know about out of ignorance. That makes a lot of good people in Wisconsin, break the law unconsciously, because they're not aware of the law.
Coinga says as a bonus, the state would save money by serving a cheaper alternative to butter in prisons. As for the state's $26.5 billion dairy industry, Coinga says producers don't seem to be too concerned about the proposal.
They have other concerns such as overregulation, interestingly enough, overregulation, as opposed to outdated protectionist laws. So I'm optimistic that they won't come out against the bill.
Coinga says the free market will take care of itself. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.